Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, at the top of the Amud, in the middle of a discussion about Ayin Hara, and we're going to see the role that it plays here. Ayin Hara, parenthetically, has been variously understood as either being something of a supernatural phenomenon, that when somebody is too successful and calls attention to that or is noticed, that it brings down bad luck or demonic attacks, or simply as issues of jealousy and improper social interaction. If anybody's interested, take a look in Shut Kol Mevaser, Chelek Bet Siman Zayin. Rav Rota there has an in-depth discussion about the whole issue of Ayin Hara. In any case, the Torah promises us that Hashem, if we follow the Brit, Hashem will get rid of all disease. And what does this mean? I'm a Rav Zu Ayin. Rav says that refers to Ayin Hara. Rav Latamei, Rav's following his own reasoning. The Rav Salik Lebe Kavri, Rav used to go into the cemetery. Avad Maidala did some sort of thing that we don't know what it is. Divination. Amar Tishin V'tisham Ayin Hara Rav Achad B'derech Eretz. 99 out of 100 people who died here died because of Ayin Hara, and one of them in a normal fashion. Shmuel Amar Zaharuach. Shmuel says no, it refers to wind. Shmuel Tamei Damar Shmuel Akol Baruach. Shmuel says everyone dies because of winds. Shmuel Haikah Rugimachut. What about people who are beheaded? So Hanachrami Lav Zika Abdil Husam Uchai. If it weren't for the wind, they'd be able to find some sort of a balm and salve and save them. I'm not sure exactly how, but that's the statement. Rabbi Chanina Amar Zutzina says holy refers to cold. De'amar Chanina Akol B'deshamayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Famous statement. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for catching cold, meaning if you don't watch out for that. Shenemar Tzinim Pachim B'derech Ikesh, cold and traps. Now Tzinim here may mean Tzinim, like arrows or thorns, but in the meantime we're understanding it as cold. Shomer Nafshari Chagmim, somebody who's careful will keep a distance. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar Zut Soad. It's referring to excrement, not excrement in the usual way, but as you'll see, the Amar Soat Achotem and Soat Ozen, the excrement of the nose and of the ear. Ruban Kashem Yutanyafet. It's good to have a little bit of him, but a lot is very bad for you. Rav Amar Zumara. It's bile. That's what Machala is. That Nehachi Machala Zumara. Why is it called Mechala? She Mechala Kol Gufo Shel Adam. That it makes your whole body sick. Meaning the stress that you feel from depression or from upsetness can get all of you sick. Mechala Sheshmonim Ushlosha Chalaim Tluyin Ba. And the gematria of Machala is 83. And the idea is there are 83 different diseases that are caused by this. And the solution to them is, and the protection against them is having a good breakfast, basically. Bread with salt and water, and Rashi points out water if you don't have wine. There's 13 valuable things said about having bread in the morning. Matzelet mina chamah, mina tzinah, saves you from overheating, from being too cold. Mina zikin, from winds. Mina mazikin, from demons. Mina achkimat peti, it makes you sharp. Zocheh badin, it allows you to be victorious in din. Lomod Torah al-mameid, to study and to teach successfully. Udvarav nishmain, when you say something, people listen. V'talmudomin, or your ruling is accepted. Talmudomin kayem biyado, you have a good memory. Ve'in besar ma'ala hevel, you don't have bad odors coming from your skin. Mizkak lishto, you're able to have relations with your wife. Ve'in al mitavel isha acheret, you have no desire for another woman. V'oregib kinah shebnei me'am, and to kill some vermin in your kishkes. V'yeshomim af motziyot ha'kinah machnitz ta'ava. It even suggested that even a sort of jealousy and brings love. By Rabba the Rabba Marmari, Menaha Milta Damri Inshi, where is this statement that people say, Shitin Rehiti Rahut Velomatu the Gabri de Mitzafer Bukarach? You could run 60 times and still not catch a guy who had bread in the morning. And the rabbi said, so that's the aphorism. The rabbi said, get up early and eat in the summer to ward away overheating, and the winter to ward away the cold. So the answer to that is the pasuk, my servants, God says, they will suffer. My servants will not be hungry, they won't be thirsty, and they won't be hit by the hard sun. Why won't they be hit by the sun? Because they won't be hungry, thirsty. And by eating and drinking, they'll be protected. So Rabba said, Rabba Mar Meir, that's where you get it from. Ra'ana min rach mihacha. I get it from a different pasuk. You shall worship Hashem and He will bless your food. God will bless your food and your water. That's referring to daily staples. What's the rest of the pasuk? I will get rid of all disease from you. So Amar le Rav Yehuda le Rav Adam Meshucha. He was a surveyor. Don't think your work is so unimportant. Every bit that you measure out is worthy of planting some fancy saffron. In other words, you measure something out, you give a little more, give a little less, it could make a very big difference. So then Rav Yehuda said to the surveyor, the arba amot on the banks of a canal, zalzobahu, that you could treat lightly and not measure so carefully. Danhara, but on the banks of a river, lotim shachinu klal, don't survey it at all, because it's no man's land. In other words, a person's not allowed to take possession there. Rav Yehuda Tamei, Rav Yehuda's being consistent. Rav Yehuda, arba amot anigra, livnei anigra, the four amot on the banks of the canal belong to the people whose property is there. Dianhara de kuliyama, but on the river banks, that belongs to everybody. So therefore, the surveyor shouldn't touch it. Machriz Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami made an announcement. Malo katfi nagdi betray avri nahara kutsu. The width of shoulders of the guys who carry the ropes for the boats on both sides of the river, you should cut down those trees so that they can work there. Rav Nathan Bar Shaya cut Sheitzar Amta. He cut 16 amot, which is far more than that. Atol Ebnei Mashuryana. So all the people there who lived there came and attacked him. Dafnuhu. And they pushed him around. Husavar, he thought Kishut Rabim. He thought it was like Kishut Rabim, which is 16 amot wide. Velohi, hatam bainan kulehai. In Shibushut Rabim, you're right, you need 16 amot. Hacha mishumam tuchi ashlin hu. Here, the only reason is because they have to have enough room to put the ropes for the boats. All you need is the width of somebody's shoulders, it's about 4 amot. Rabbav huna havile hahu abba aguda denara. So he had a certain little forest on the banks of the river. They said, why don't you cut it down? The people above, upriver and downriver of me should cut first. Then I'll cut. How could Rabbi Rav Huna say such a thing? The Navi in Sfanya says that Koshu Vakoshu, and the Drush is, first you got to do the right thing, then you can accuse others. You can't first ask others to do the right thing, and especially when you're a Tamil Chacham. So the answer is Hatam Abad of Parzak Rufila Habe. That was owned by Parzak Rufila, who was some sort of an officer. If they cut it down, I'll cut. V'ilo kaitsu, but if they don't cut it down, why should I cut it down? In other words, the upriver and downriver owned by the same person or government official. If they tie the water down, the ropes down, then it's enough. And if they don't cut, my cutting is not going to help. So it's not as if I'm going to cut and that'll do a good thing. If they don't cut, my cutting won't help. Rabbi Rav Nachman, Havei Ka'azo Barba. So the follow-up of the story is Rabbi Rav Nachman was in a boat. Chazo Abba the Kaya Gudanari. Saw a forest right on the banks. Amar Lehu Deman. Who does this belong to? So they told him, it's another Tamil Chacham. Amar V'yarasim V'haskanim. I tell him, Mal Hazeri Shana. He quoted the Pasuk in Ezra. It says when Ezra went to the issue of the foreign wives the people brought, it turned out that the leaders of the community were the first ones to do this violation. So he said, cut it down! You can't have a Tamil Chacham with the trees that should be cut down. He came and saw it was cut down. Whoever cut it down, his branches should be cut. They have no children. So they said that during Rabbi Rav Huna's entire life, Rabbi Rav Nachman, ordered to cut down, was never able to successfully have children. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Hakol Leigli Agapa. Everyone has to participate in filling the breaches of the wall of the city. Afilu Miyatmi. Even the orphans have to contribute to that. Aval Rabbanan Lo. But the students don't have to. My time Rabbanan Lo Tzrichin Etiruta. They themselves don't need protection, and therefore they don't benefit from this because they're protected because of their Torah. Lachaya Depatia. However, to go carve out a well. Afilim Rabbanan, they need that also, so they have to participate. Meaning there were teams that would go out and dig wells. V'lo Amran Ela D'Lanafka V'Luchluza. That's only if they didn't go out in a big band. About L'Luchluza, if the minig was to go out in a big merry band of workers, lo. Rabbanan Lav B'nei Mefak V'Luchluza. And he knew it's a little bit low the dignity to go out like that. Amar Yehuda L'Chaya D'Nara T'Atoy Masai Eloi. If it's a question of dredging a river, then the downriver people have to help the upriver people. Eloi no Masai T'Atoy. But the upriver people don't have to help the downriver people. If they're stuck, the upriver people are okay. V'chilufa B'maya Demitra. It's the exact opposite with rainwater. Tanya Miachi, we have a bright that supports that. Chamesh Ganot Amistapkot Mayim B'mayan Achad. If there are five gardens that get water from one spring, and then the spring gets messed up, they all have to help the upspring one. So the lower one helps each one, and they're helping themselves. Five chatzerot that all have their sewage go into one sewage trench, and then it gets messed up. Kulan mitaknot imatachtona. They all have to help the lower one. So the upper one helps the lower one, and the second lower one, etc. It helps everyone, and then helps itself. So picking up, Shmuel says, Haiman da'achzik barikta d'nahara. Anybody who makes a chazak, who takes possession on the banks of a river, which he just established was no man's land, chatzif ahave. The guy's chatzuf, saluki lo misalkinen le, but we cannot evict him. Va'ina kakadvi parsoi, kunei lach an mole tzavorei, desusai amaya. However, now that the Parthians, in their deeds of land, of sale, regularly write, the land is yours up until the point where the horses' necks are up to their necks in water. Slukinam slukinale. That means that they recognize that there's ownership of the bank all the way into the river. Somebody who takes possession of land that's proper, right now no man's land, in between brothers or in between partners. Same thing. Nachman Amar, not Misalkin, or Nachman says, we also evict him. Why? Mishum dinat bar mitzra, and let's say that he's not coming in, between brothers or partners, but it's an issue of dinat bar mitzra, which we're gonna now spend some time with. Dinat bar mitzra meaning that there is a right of first refusal of neighbors based on the pasuk vasita yashar v'atov. And so if somebody takes chazaka and another person takes, protest and says, but I'm the neighbor and I would like to get that land, then lo misalkin and lay. If it's not brothers or partners, but just bar mitzvah, we don't evict him. Nahardei Amri, afilu mishum dinar bar mitzvah misalkin and lay. The Nahardei, the students from Nahardea, who themselves were evicted and exiled to Pumbadita, said, the dinar bar mitzvah, we also evict him. Shishama visita shavatov bene adunai. Now, ata im lichpe, let's say that the one who wanted to take possession went to the bar mitzvah, to the neighbor, and said, I'd like to take possession. Amar le izel veizbun. He said, can I go buy it? Now it's not a question of taking possession, taking mine. Amar le zilzvun. You go ahead and buy it. I won't get in your way. So actually, mikne minei olo. Do you then have to make a kinyan from the neighbor to ensure that he will now not come in and claim din of our mitzvah and get you out? Ravina amar lo tzarech le mikne minei. Nahardei yamri tzarech le mikne minei. So the Nahardei said you do. V'yochata tzarech le mikne minei. And that's the halacha. You do have to make kinyan. Otherwise, he can walk in and say, I didn't mean it, and I'm claiming my rights as a bar mitzvah. Now that we established that, what happens if you don't make the kinyan? The price then goes up and down on the account of the guy who wants to buy in, the neighbor wants to butt him out, as an example. Let's say that this outsider bought the land for 100, it's really worth 200. Chazino, we take a look. If everybody can buy it at 100, so the bar mitzvah can give this guy 100 and throw him out. If not, he has to pay him 200, which is what the land's worth. But if on the other hand, he bought it for 200, it's really only worth 100, we think that the bar mitzvah could say to the fellow who tried to buy in, essentially, you're my shaliach. You bought it, now I'm getting it from you. And a shaliach can only be a shaliach if he does things helpful. If you buy land at double its price, that wasn't very helpful. That's what we thought to say. So Rav Chista's older son said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amri Nahardeh Mishum Rav Nachman. According to Nachman saying, Ein Onah LeKarkaot. There is no din of Onah BeKarkaot, and therefore there is no such thing as way overpriced or anything else by Karka. Now, Zonin LeGriva De Arba Mitzei Nichse. Let's say a fellow bought a strip of land in the middle of somebody else's land. Chazirin Ii did he a Ziboriti. If the land is remarkable, like it's remarkably good or remarkably bad, so Zvine Zvine, then it's a good purchase, because he really means to take possession of the land. But if it's regular land, why did he pick a dafka in the middle? He's trying to take advantage, get a foothold in, and use deception, so we throw him out. We don't make the kinyan valid. Now we're going to hear a bunch of exceptions to the din of bar mitzar. So again, the din of bar mitzar is that if I come and buy land from someone that's abutting someone else's land, the fellow who is the neighbor has the first right of refusal, and he can push me out. However, matana leiba mishum dinar bar mitzra. If the seller, instead of selling it, gives the land away as a gift, the bar mitzra can't come in and complain. Amar meimer ikatav leachrayut itba mishum dinar bar mitzra. If the gifter wrote achrayut into the star, then it should be regarded as a mechra, and then dinar bar mitzra applies. Machar kol nachasav lechad. Let's say a guy sold everything he had to one person, including land that's abutting somebody else's, leiba mishum dinar bar mitzra. Then there's no dinar bar mitzra. The Baalin Arishonim, let's say you sell it back to the original owners, like Baldin Mishun Dinim or Meitzra. Zavim Inachri v'Zavim Inachri. If you bought it from a non-Jew or you sold it to a non-Jew, either way, Leit Ba Mishun Dinim or Meitzra. Why? Zavim Inachri, if you bought it from a Nachri, Damarle, Ari Avrachilach Mimeitzara. I've bought it from a non-Jew. I've got this lion, this bad neighbor away from you. I did you a favor. Zavim Inachri, if you sold it to a non-Jew, then there's no din bar mitzvah. Why? Because nochi vare lav bar vasita sharatovu. He's not bound by the pasuk. But shmuti vare mishamtino le. But we throw the Jew through who sold it to him in cherem ad mekamba le kol unsi deati le machmate, until he accepts responsibility for any damage that happens as a result of selling to this non-Jew. Mashkanta le bar mishum din bar mitzvah. Let's say the land was given as a mashkanta and then the bal chov took it. There's no din bar mitzvah. Why? The Rashi. Amuli Savi, the Matamachsia, the elders of Matamachsia told me, my Mashkanta, why is it called Mashkanta? The Shchuna Gabe, because he's really living there. So really, this land was already given to you as a Mashkanta, you're really sort of living there, so you're the best Bar Mitzvah. Now, my Namkin, the Bar Mitzvah, good. Now, Lim Kor, Barachok Veligo Bakarov. Let's say that the guy sells the land because he wants to get rid of land that's far away and buy land that's closer to himself. Or Baravali Gobiafe, sell bad land and get good land. So Leit Bamashun Dinar Bar Mitzvah, there's no Dinar Bar Mitzvah there either. The Chargol Mazonot Kvura, let's say he sells the land because he has to pay the head tax, or he has to pay Mazonot for an almana, or for the daughters, or for Kvura of the owner of the estate. Leit Bamashun Dinar Bar Mitzvah. Also, it doesn't apply. The Amri Nahardeya, this we saw several times, Chargol Mazonot Kvura, Mazamnim Bala Achrazta. We could sell land on an estate, let's say of Yatomim, in order to pay taxes, or to pay the mazonot of the daughters and the almana, or to bury the owner of the estate, without a hachraza. Le'ishal yatmin l'shutfi, let's say that the buyer was a woman, or orphans, or one partner sold to the other, sold out to the other, le'ivim mashum dinu marmetzer. Again, it doesn't apply. Now, question is priority here, and machlok at Tula Shonat and Rashi, whether this is specifically within dinu marmetzer, or just a general thing of priority, who has prior claim to buying something, shchenei ha'ir, shchenei sadeh. Those who are neighbors in the city or neighbors of the field, who has the first right, shchenei ha'ir kodmin. Now, shachen v'tamin chacham, any kind of neighbor or a tamin chacham kodem. Karov v'tamin chacham, so tamin chacham kodem. So tamin chacham always gets the first rights. He bayalu, shachen v'karov mai. So let's say that they take the two losers and put them together, a neighbor versus somebody who is a relative. So toshma tov shachin karov miachrachok. Better to have a close neighbor than a distant brother. Meaning a neighbor who you're friendly with, everything else has priority. Hanizuzi tavi mahanizuzi tkuli. Let's say that the outside buyer comes with good money and the bar mitzvah comes and offers bad money. Leib mishun dinu bar mitzvah. The original owner does not have to favor his neighbor. Hanitzari vahanishari. Let's say that the bar mitzvah's money is tied up and not seen, and the outsider's money is open and available. Again, the owner can sell to the outsider. Amar Ezel ve'etrach v'aitizuzi. Let's say the bar mitzvah says, let me give me a little time, I'll go and I'll work and I'll get the money. Lo natunale. We don't wait for him, we let him sell to the outsider. Amar Ezel Aiti Zuzi, if he says, let me go get the money, not I'm going to work for it, let me go get the money, Chazinan, E Gavri Da Amidhu, if he's a wealthy man, Da Ezel Aiti Zuzi, he could just go and get the money, Natrinali, we wait for him. V'ilo lo Natrinali, if not, then we don't wait for him. Avad Echad Ubate Dechad, let's say the land belongs to one person, and the house on the land belong to another person. Mare ara ma'akev amare bate, the one who owns the land can be ma'akev, the one who owns the home, because the guy who owns the home can make it, put his home elsewhere. Ravatel ma'akev amare da ara, but not in the inverse. Ara da chad v'dikle da chad, let's say a person owns land, and somebody else owns the trees on that land. Mare da ara matzi ma'akev amare dikle, the one who owns the land can ma'akev, the fellow who owns the trees, but not the opposite. Mare dikle lo matzi ma'akev amare da ara. Ara levati va'ara lazara, if you have a choice between selling land to one person who's going to build houses, the other one is going to plant on it, yishuv adif, settling, building houses, that's better. Now there's no more din of bar mitzra, meaning if the bar mitzra wants to plant and this other guy wants to build houses, that's okay. Ifsik mishunita or richva d'dikla, let's say that there's rocks or tree stumps or whatever it is that are blocking the way between the neighbor, and so is it really din of bar mitzra? Chazina, im yachol achnis ba'afilu tel machad, if you could even put one furrow in there, then there is a din of bar mitzra, this fellow is really considered a neighbor. V'lo, he's not considered a neighbor because there's no way to make the fields contiguous. Hani arbav b'nei mitzrani, if you have four neighbors on each side, and one of them came in and bought it, zvine zvina, and the other three can't protest because he's also a neighbor. V'kulu atu b'adadi adadi, if all four come at the same time, pagula b'kranzil, then they split it up in the diagonal form, so each one gets a quarter divided diagonally. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and Yitzhak Hashem pick up in the next Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.